This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. More from our correspondent.
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometers. The three new corridors are RK Ashram Marg to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Indira Gandhi Airport Terminal 1, and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the General Pool Residential Accommodation Redevelopment Plan. Spread across key locations such as Sarojini Nagar, Netaji Nagar, Kasturba Nagar and Srinivaspuri, these projects are part of the government's ambitious program to modernize GPRA colonies and create world-class infrastructure for government employees and administrative offices. Vidhanand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 11th edition of the Raisina Dialogue concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day event, which began on the 5th of March, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, joined the inaugural session as the chief guest. The theme of the 2026 edition was Sanskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. On the last day of the dialogue, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit with the growth of India, and those countries working with India will get more benefits. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice, and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens of the country, especially to women, on the occasion of International Women's Day. In her message, the president said that women are the foundation of the society and nation, and educated, self-reliant and empowered women can strongly contribute to a prosperous and progressive nation. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said that more than 52,000 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from the Gulf region to India between 1st of March and 7th of March, following the outbreak of war in West Asia. The MEA said that of these, 32,107 passengers travelled on Indian carriers, while the rest were flown by foreign airlines. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the government of India has been continuously monitoring developments in West Asia and the Gulf region, with particular emphasis on the welfare of Indian nationals stranded in transit or during short-duration visits. In view of the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed its examinations for Class 12, scheduled on 9th, 10th and 11th of March in the region. The board in its statement said that the new dates for the examination shall be announced later. The CBSE informed that it will review the situation on 10th of this month and take appropriate action with regard to examinations scheduled from 12th of March onwards. The board also advised the students to stay in touch with their schools for updates and follow official announcements. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be Indian team's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final as they aim for a record-breaking third title. New Zealand, on the other hand, will be playing their second final as they chase their maiden trophy. Indian team led by Surya Kumar Yadav reached the final, beating England by 7 runs in a nail-biting semi-final in Mumbai, while New Zealand, captained by Michelle Santner, defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in Kolkata. The conflict in West Asia has entered its 9th day today, expanding across several countries in the Gulf region as the United States, Israel and Iran continue airstrikes, missile attacks and drone operations in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel will continue its military actions against Iran until all its objectives are achieved. And that is the end of this news bulletin.